talking about chicken a la king,
mango and garbanzo tabbouleh,
grilled potatoes and vegetables with roasted garlic and basil,
zucchini ziti,
granola fruit bar.
Look at all this beautiful food.
Welcome to Green Eggs and Dan, the show where I interview amazing humans with amazing minds, but all I care about is what is in their fridge. I'm so excited about my guest today. She is an amazing writer, actor, comedian, and she is one of the newest cast members of Saturday Night Live. Please welcome Ega Wodum. It's very exciting to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I remember, I think the last time that we hung out was backstage at the UCB.
Correct.
And I remember you were lost. You were sad.
I was.
You didn't know what was happening with your life, with your career. And I said, Ego, keep your head up. You got this. And shortly thereafter, you landed SNL.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's true. This is true.
I have two questions for you.
Yes.
Number one, how much did I have to do with you getting SNL?
I would say at least 95%.
Yeah, and number two was going to be your welcome.
Okay, so. Great. Great. That's 95% of my success is due to you.
Yes, well, you're welcome.
Yes.
But I'm very excited for you. First of all, amazing congratulations,
Thank you.
That stuff. We'll get to SNL in a second, specifically the food culture, which is what I'm very curious about.
Great.
But first, we are going to get into your fridge.
Oh.
I have a picture of your fridge, which you guys can see on my Instagram, at StandUpDan. We're putting it on blast.
Oh, no.
It's a sad fridge. It's a sad, weird fridge.
Wait. So you said we couldn't stage the photo in any way. But
I know.
But
most people, I say that to them and they still stage it. No,
oh,
you actually.
I'm a real ass bitch, okay? I did not stage my photo in any way, shape, or form. There were two things I wanted to do before I sent you the picture so you could see what my fridge looks like 90% of the time.
Okay.
In fact, close to 100, probably 98% of the time. There's two things I wanted to take out of there that are never in my fridge.
I'm going to guess what they are.
Yes.
One is maybe the prune juice.
Nope. Well, the prune juice, that's a new purchase. Got that a couple months ago.
Really?
Yes.
New addition to your life?
Oh, yeah. It was a new. I'd never had prune juice before, but times called for it.
Everyone knows what prune juice is about.
I know.
No one's just like having prune juice because they like the flavor of prune juice.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I went in. I'd never had it. Went in the pharmacy. I felt very much like. But I also got it with like Miralax and Colace. And so I was like, this person at the register knows what's happening in my life.
Yeah.
And that always feels very strange at a pharmacy. But this was just the regular checkout line.
Yeah.
I never had prune juice, but I did not dislike the taste. I'm not gonna lie. Cause I learned when I bought that bottle, I was like, oh, this is from plums. I love plums. What's the big, what's all the fuss about prune juice being bad?
I think they need a rebranding or something.
They do. They could change the packaging. I feel like that labeling, and I'm a sucker for marketing, that labeling and the branding of it, they could rejuvenate
themselves. Yeah, the yellow label with the sun sweet on top. It's so grandma-y.
I know. Prune juice. Wow.
It's true. Why isn't it? Because I was thinking the only other thing I can think about that has a similar connotation is like cranberry juice. You're like UTI.
Yes.
But cranberry and vodka are friends.
Exactly.
Why isn't prune juice?
A prune and vodka.
Prune and vodka is probably delicious.
I bet I'd love a prune and vodka.
Give me a vodka prune. We should just start going to bars and ordering a vodka prune like it's normal so that people start getting it.
We can normalize
bars.
This. We can do this. I would gladly.
Okay, so prune is not something that you would have taken out. Okay, what are the... is it the Pedialyte?
Nope. Okay, that's also a new addition. New addition.
Were you hungover or you just need electrolytes?
No, so I got it for when I am hungover.
Yeah.
So that I don't need to... I was like, this is a preemptive thing. So that when I am hungover, I'm not like, oh, I just wish I had Pedialyte. And so I was like, let me get it. And I did that last month and I thought I was so brilliant for it.
And it works great.
I have two bottles in my home. One's in the pantry and one is in my fridge.
Actually, most of the things in your fridge are alcohol recovery, it seems. There's Gatorade. There's Coca-Cola.
And there's
Pedialyte.
There's a beer back there that is my friend's beer, too.
Corona.
I don't drink beer.
Sneaking in the back.
But also, the Gatorade was for my... I had a stomach ache that wasn't... A stomach ache that I thought was a hangover situation, but then turned into like, oh, no, I have a stomach problem. So there is, it's a lot of like health and recovery.
Yeah.
And the Coca-Cola is nearly 1 year old. I don't drink soda.
Oh, okay.
So it's nearly
it's
1 year
old.
Decoration. My friend Carl Tart came over to my apartment.
Yes, love Carl.
We love Carl. Carl, there was nothing in my fridge at the time. And I'd been living there for like 4 months. Nothing in my refrigerator. Carl wanted to have, I think, a rum that Lil Wayne gifted the cast members of SNL. It's very good rum, and I don't even like rum.
That's a classy move.
Yeah, he like owns a rum company, I believe. Boom. It's very, very good, actually.
Really?
So yeah, it's great, and that's all I had in my apartment to drink, so he's like, I'm going to go to 7-Eleven and get a Coke. That is nearly 1 year old. I do not. The idea of even having a soda, Coke, that sounds,
I feel like
strange.
I have like Diet Cokes in my fridge that I had for guests, and they're just there.
Yes.
They're never going to leave.
And the beer is for a guest. He's like, I got this so that whenever I come over, it's one of my best friends. He's like, whenever I come over, I'll know that there's
Corona.
My beer's here.
Just and one beer.
Like, great. Yep.
Are you, what do you drink? What's your drink of choice?
We talking for when I want to turn up or?
Yes, turning up.
I used to be a whiskey ginger person and strictly that for years. Like roughly 2 years ago, I turned over to tequila.
Okay.
Tequila soda or tequila on the rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because I feel like it's less sugary, has some kind of, it's not a, a little bit of a stimulant effect as opposed to a.
Yeah, it's got an upper effect.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I don't know if that's true or not.
I think it's a lie.
But I believe
it. Because I just hearing that was enough for me.
Yes.
I was like, very good.
I think because we believe it, it's true. It's like
yes,
the secret.
Exactly.
I've manifested
I've manifested the upper quality of tequila. So that is my tequila soda or tequila on the rocks.
So what are the two things you would have taken out of here?
I would have taken out. If I were to stage it, I would have put that smoked salmon that is sitting on. Okay, so there's two things.
Is that what that is there on the?
Yeah, exactly.
Bottom
okay, so
row there.
That is okay. So last week, let me explain the two things because they're touching each other. Last week, I went to a fancy schmancy dinner. I was not particularly satisfied by the meal provided at the fancy schmancy dinner.
Where was it? Put them on blast.
I cannot. It's not a restaurant. It's not a restaurant. So
oh.
I can't. It's
what
not a restaurant.
That?
So it's some event. It was an event. That's
okay.
All I'm going to say. It was an event. And then after the event, I was like, it wasn't that the food was bad. You know what? I can put it on blast. It was at the American Museum of Natural History.
Okay.
It's not that the food was bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect
Bobby
amazing.
Flay
okay.
made it.
Now we're talking.
He was the chef. But it wasn't that it was bad. It was that I was still hungry. Like, it was like, those like fancy events. They're like, and
yeah.
Here's
your canapé
little bit.
Foam.
Yes. Yes. Here's like tapas, but we'll have two dishes and call it a meal. And I'm like, I'm hungry actually. And I do most of my eating at night. So what happened is I come back from this event. It's nearly midnight. I try to order from my usual place, Miss Lily's.
What is Miss Lily's?
It's Jamaican food.
Okay. Got it.
It's like a fun spot. I don't know if it's the most authentic, delicious Jamaican food one can ever have. But
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Miss Lily's canceled my... They didn't cancel my order. My Postmate called me to tell me that they didn't have the items I wanted, and I was like, why didn't they have that online that they didn't? And then they ended up being like, what else do you want in place of it? And I was like, no, I wanted these things so badly. In my mind, I decided
mind
I wanted the things that I wanted.
What were they? Can you tell us?
Uh-huh, because I ordered it last night.
Okay.
I wanted some sweet plantains, rice and peas,
mm-hmm.
and... what's the thing? Okay, ricin. Okay,
something
wait.
With a jerk in it.
No, because I'm not.
It's a little
too
on the nose.
Their jerk.
It's
exactly, but they
the
do
nose.
Have a lot of jerk. I ordered it literally last night, but I ordered it last night, and of the three things that I'm saying I want, and two of which I've already named, the two I named are the two I have left over still this morning.
Okay,
and the third obviously is something I love because I destroyed it.
Right.
What did I? Oh, jerk fries. I did. I
it
got
was,
jerk
it,
fries.
It did have a jerk
I said
on it.
Yes. I got French fries. Who orders French fries via Postmates? I do. I don't even live near Miss Lily's.
Oh no!
But so it's fine.
Were they soggy when they got home?
They weren't soggy. They were warm. They
okay.
were warm, and
okay.
they were seasoned with jerk. And this jerk seasoning will like
yeah, it'll wake anything up.
That's what I wanted last week. So anyway, the pizza. I ordered a pizza. I ended up ordering a pizza from Joe's Pizza. I thought, and I placed an order, and then something told me to double check that this is the Joe's that I actually wanted.
There's like 17 Joe's.
Yes, but
in
like there's locations.
Yeah.
There's like same Joe's but different locations. But then there's like yeah, another Joe's. That's
yeah.
not
there's like
the
it's
Joe
like
I know.
There's one with the apostrophe. There's one with no apostrophe.
Yes. Okay. See, I didn't know this, so I got
you want the one on Carmine.
Something, I don't know. know what I wanted. Okay. I wanted the one with the apostrophe. I know that.
Yeah, that's Joe's on Carmine is the original. That's okay. The OG slice place you need to get from.
Okay.
There.
So something told me that seemed too easy. I don't know. I was like, check the Joe's that you just ordered that large pizza from. And it was
Jose's.
It was no, because that would be spelled differently. But I looked and I was like, this isn't the one with the apostrophe. That's not the logo I know. So I canceled that order, was charged for it, and I was like, I'm fine with that. I'd rather be charged the full price of this pizza than have a pizza I don't want. But then I got the real pizza I wanted. Took forever. By the time it came, I was like, I'm tired. Ate a slice. Didn't want to throw the pizza away, knowing I likely wasn't going to heat it up and eat it. Put it in foil. Ate one slice. Box is too big for my refrigerator. Put it in foil. So it would have taken that out, because that is not representative of what my... I've never ordered a pizza to my apartment.
The foil pizza.
This is like the second time I've ordered a pizza in my life to my apartment. Second thing is smoked salmon from Whole Foods on top. It's candied smoked salmon. And why eat it like jerky.
I have a question.
What's up?
Why? Okay, you've got your...
I'm about to get judged. I feel it.
Yeah, you absolutely are. You've got your pizza in the foil, and then you put the salmon right on top of it, and you have like 7 open other places that you can put this stuff on.
So here's the thing. I was a little tired, or a lot tired, kind of still a little tipsy at this point. And then the salmon actually usually goes in that deli drawer underneath.
There's a little crisper area?
Yeah, there's a little deli drawer.
Okay.
I think I pulled it out and put it on top because I was like, need a quick snack and I'm on the go. and then just threw it on top of the pizza. So if I were to restage this, the salmon would have been in the deli drawer and the pizza would have been in the trash.
So you get smoked salmon.
Yeah.
That is, and it's sliced?
It's, you know, it comes prepackaged.
Okay.
In L.A., they sell it sliced. I discovered this right before I moved. So my old roommate put me on, and I went to the deli at Whole Foods here, and they don't have the fresh smoked salmon. So they had a prepackaged one by some company, and I was like, we'll try it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's not as good as, like, a fresh, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you can... next time you get a Postmates from, like, Russ and Daughters or something.
Do they have delicious... But is it going to be candy-smoked salmon?
Oh, no. It's the best smoked salmon in the country.
Really?
And it's a block away from the Whole Foods.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I know,
done.
I know what to get you for Christmas.
There
now.
We go. Well, yeah, thank you. Please do. I hope this isn't just for the podcast, Dan. I hope you're a real one.
I'm actually going to get it for you now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and then you've got, like, you've got a lot of wacky milks. You got your coconut almond milk. You got your coconut milk.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I got.
Okay.
So that coconut milk, if you zoom a little more,
yeah,
I think it says with coconut water.
Yes, coconut water blend.
Disgusting. Hashtag disgusting. Hashtag not what I signed up for. Hashtag I thought it was just coconut milk. You just grab it at the store and then you find out why is this so watery?
Oh.
Why is this? And it's like, because I can't eat my fucking cereal with that.
And that coconut milk is like a 30 font and then the rest is like a 12 font.
Excuse me. Correct. So I had it. I was like, this is disgusting. So a week or two later, not a week or two later. That's not true. I'm never home. But weeks later, I was like, I'm going to get the coconut almond milk blend that I am used to.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
But you don't have the heart to throw out the first one.
Part of me was like,
child of immigrants, man.
Yeah,
I'm
that's what
you.
It is. I was like, but it's full. It's a full bottle. What am I know I don't want this, but it's the same with the pizza. Honestly, I could have actually, if I was being real with myself, thrown away the rest of that pizza after I was done with it, because I was like, I know I'm not going to heat it up, but at least it's sitting in my fridge and it'll feel like I tried.
Yeah.
And the same with that bottle of milk. I'm going to wait till it's expired and then be like, well, it expired.
I gave it a shot.
Yeah, and see, it's not that I'm wasteful. It expired.
I think that is a child of immigrants thing because
I'm, sure.
I'm like that too. Like, I go to my parents' fridge and like, there's like, the milk is like 3 weeks overdue. And my mom's like, it's fine. It's okay if it smells a little weird.
I know.
I'm like, no, mom. It's not. It's chunky.
My mom won't throw anything away food wise, I'll be like, I'm done. She'll like, I'll eat it. And I'm like, no, you don't have to eat it. And when we go to restaurants, I'm like, you don't have to eat everything on the plate if you're full. You don't have to. There's just like this, yes, I must. I'm like, you could take it home. You could throw it away.
I have so much guilt and shame over throwing away food.
Yes.
But I'm with you. It's like, you're never going to have that pizza. Anytime you wrap pizza in foil, you're just prolonging its death.
Yes. But it was sad because I had one slice. It was just that it's not what I wanted originally.
Yeah.
And then it took so long to get to the point that I had food. So you have to remember, I wanted Miss Lily's. It was like 45 minutes into the hour wait time for like, it'll be to you in an hour to be like, for them to be like, hey, we don't actually have it. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I order a wrong pizza from somewhere else. And then I order that one and it's like, yeah, it's going to take an hour to come to you. I'm like, it's also 1:15 a.m.
And this was after Bobby Flay.
This was after Bobby Flay. This was Bobby didn't let me down. I just need bigger portions, Bobby.
Sorry, Bobby.
Bobby, I needed bigger portions.
Bobby, you're a little Chipotle heir.
I've met Bobby in real life, and I did Bobby Flay's show.
Did you really?
I did, yes.
Oh, cool. Were you one of the judges?
I was a judge. That was a judge. It was very fun. I
actually like Bobby Flay. I think he's like, you know, he seems a little curmudgeon-y. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm totally fine with it.
Bobby is, I was charmed by Bobby. I thought, you know, I'm not too into celebrity chefs. Couldn't really point him out on the street to you. But Bobby was really kind. Bobby made me, no spoilers. Bobby's great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Okay, no spoilers. Oh, yeah. Well, when is your episode coming out?
I have no idea, okay. Dan. Damn it. I haven't a clue.
This isn't airing until 2025.
Okay, well, in that case, you have surely seen it. And I don't need to tell you guys.
Bobby Flay is dead at the airing of this podcast, probably.
We're going to take a break, but stay tuned for more. Back to Ego Wodum.
I understand being disappointed when you want something, you want a specific thing, and then you don't get it. And now I imagine you don't have that much free time anymore.
I don't. I do not. I don't have free time.
When you have it, you want to get what you want.
Yes. And it's like treats to myself, things that I am not yet satisfied in New York the way I need to be because I don't know my food places. I'm still new to the city. And in LA, I knew all my food spots. I just had an extensive conversation about this two nights ago.
Yeah.
At the Cellar, these comics I met. I was about like, about food. I was like, I care a lot. Part of my, I judge every food, every city by its food.
Absolutely.
So when you ask me if I like a city, I'm like, well, their food sucks, so no.
Yeah.
It's that, so I'm like, but there's things to do. I'm like, nope, their food sucks. It doesn't matter. So I still don't know my spots in New York. So I try to treat myself to the things I know, but I'm like, I know there's better. I just need to know my
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, I used to be a huge New York City. I lived here for like 13 years.
Okay.
And this was my joint, and I have my restaurants and all that. And I used to poo-poo on LA food so much because I think when I moved to LA, which was like 10 years ago, the food scene wasn't that great.
No.
But now?
Now.
I think LA has got better food than New York does.
I think so,
Dan. And
I
never thought I'd say that.
I know, Dan. I'm going to be honest. It's damn good out there, and I have my spots, and I'm like, my friends let me pick the restaurant every time.
Yeah, same.
And they're never disappointed. And because they're never disappointed. And then occasionally I'll be like, I should let someone else pick. And then I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What are your LA spots?
Oh, okay. I love, there was a, did you ever go to Baru?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, fantastic. Baru it's at the swap meet now. Like,
Baru was like this wacky, it was like a wacky pop-up. The chef was like a Korean dude.
Yeah.
Or two Korean dudes.
I think so, yes.
But like classically trained, like one of them was like at French Laundry or some
shit. Yes, and then one of them, it was like a chef to a monk or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they got together and they made this like weird futuristic kind of
shit.
Wacky food.
Yes.
And there were lines outside and it was a shitty strip mall.
Yes, right in there by the set. I would have friends meet. There was no signage.
Yeah.
And so I'd have friends meet me there and be like, so I'm sorry, where? They'd call me from outside and be like, I'm sorry, where are we going? I'm like, just next to the 7-Eleven. There's no sign. You'll see. Just look inside. Baru, Dave's Hot Chicken when Dave's was in the parking lot and not in its brick and mortar. Brick and mortar. Now he has staff making things and
no bueno.
It's not as delicious. It simply isn't, as I suspect.
Did you like it better than Hattie B's?
Never.
Not Hattie B's. Hal and Ray's, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Dave is Armenian American, and I think that immigrants and children of immigrants know how to season food. I also a huge fan of Osteria La Buca. Is it Osteria or Osteria?
Osteria.
Osteria La Buca.
Yeah.
Great. So on Melrose, not to be mistaken with Osteria Mosa, which I think overrated.
I agree. I'm sorry if anyone's from Mosa is listening to.
Sorry. No offense.
No offense, but your food is way too expensive.
And it's not that delicious. I'm like a flavor junkie, okay? So I need... I want my
I think the pizzeria is great. Their pizzeria mozza I love. You don't like it?
It's fine.
Wow.
It's fine. Wow. I think it's fine.
I love the opinionatedness.
Yeah,
this is
it's
great.
Fine. And I feel I got opinions about food.
I like it.
Lala's Argentine Grill. Now,
yeah.
Lala's I really like, but then sometimes I go, do I like this because this chimichurri sauce with the bread is delicious and because I get my bistec with the like mushroom sauce that they have there, and is that what makes the meal? Because when I don't get that mushroom sauce, I'm like, this is a fine.
Yeah.
This is a fine steak.
I don't like Lala's that much.
Yeah. See, I think I've been bamboozled by this place, and I'm fully aware of it. Bloodsoes for barbecue, big fan. I've had it from the Compton location, then the one on La Brea.
Yeah.
I love Bloodsoes. I mean, I could go on, Dan. I don't know that you want me.
No, this is exactly why we brought you here. But let's delve a little bit into your past, into your culture, into all that stuff. And by culture, I mean Nigerian and Baltimore.
Yes, okay, yeah.
So Nigerian-wise, do you know much about Nigerian food? Did you grow up eating Nigerian food? Is that a thing?
I was raised to eat Nigerian food. It was part a big part of my upbringing. I do not eat... There's jollof rice, which is like... some might say it's like paella.
Okay.
I don't think that that's correct exactly. I understand where that's coming from. It's just that there's a bunch of stuff in their rice.
Right.
But I'm like, it's not, I don't, paella, I believe the rice is a little more, is a little softer.
It's a little risotto-ish,
yes,
like an arborio
rice. Yes, exactly. Yeah. No. So our rice is a little more al dente, in, at least the way my mom makes it, and that's how I prefer. But
wait, so if there's one dish that's like, oh my God, if you're going to eat Nigerian food, this is the thing that you have to eat. Is it this one?
Jollof rice, yes.
Okay, this is the dish.
Yes.
Okay, so break it down for me.
Jollof rice is basically, I know how to make it too. And I thought about making it last night and I was like,
brag.
I don't feel like, well,
humble
I say,
brag.
Yeah, I know how to make jollof rice. Okay, come over. No, so it's basically it can be a few ways, but it's like a tomato base rice. So that you can make it with tomato paste and then also fresh tomatoes in addition to tomato paste.
Got it.
It has, I mean, the seasonings, it's like you're going to use onions. So that's not a seasoning. You're going to use fresh garlic. You might use onion powder, garlic powder, new salt, pepper, paprika, seasoned salt, Maggie cubes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like a brothy cube. Is that
Yeah. Not, and you know, they have a lot, they have bouillon cubes from not that brand, but they're not as delicious and flavorful.
Okay.
So maybe, I think Maggie, like the liquid version of it has, and I'm saying it with the accent that my mom does, because it's like, it is Maggie, right?
Right.
But my mom says Maggie. Yeah. So. And so that's what I was raised hearing it as. So that's how I, and now I just have blended the two being like, oh, I think it's just Maggie, but I've been saying it. I've heard it all my life with an accent. Anyway, I think Maggie has, the liquid version has MSG in it, but it's delicious.
I mean, MSG is delicious, but to me it's a little bit cheating because it's just going into your brain and just like firing off delicious neurons.
I know.
It's delicious.
But
it's
we use the cubes for the rice. You'll use the cubes. I don't think using a regular bouillon cube is as effective or delicious. My mom has had me making a jollof rice with a chicken broth base, which I don't think she did when I was growing up. I don't remember her ever using chicken broth.
Okay.
So
that's her
I think that's her trying to be like, let me help my child. Right. I feel like it's like, she's dumb. Let me help her make this rice. And then you might do red meat of some sort that you might buy in the meat section at the grocery store. That's like, it'll say like meat for stews.
Okay,
and
got it. And
that's the meat you would use.
Okay, I personally it's like you're slow cooking.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You start it on the stovetop, and then the way my mom does it, and I think that it's just how she does it, because we spoke recently about some jollof rice. I was at a wedding, and somebody's jollof rice, I was like, it tastes burnt. It's not, but it doesn't look burnt. And my mom was like, yeah, because the way they cook it. She's like, most people cook jollof rice, it's in a huge pot, and I think it's over a fire or something. Yes, it's in a huge pot. It's over a fire, and she's like, and it does burn the outside, like the.
Oh, you get that crust in the bottom.
Yeah, at the bottom.
Yeah,
but it like the burning of that flavor permeates through the whole rice, like that burnt flavor.
Interesting.
And so I do not like that. So my mom was like, that's why I put mine in the oven. She's like, and we let it bake for like 30 minutes in the oven.
Interesting. You know, a lot of cultures have that, the burnt rice thing.
Yes.
Like on the, like,
bibimbap.
The bibimbap has mm-hmm. it. The paella, it's called sokarat. They have a name for it.
Okay.
Persians have it. Tadik, it's called, which means bottom of the pot.
Okay. Do you like that? Is that a...
It's not burnt with us. It's like kind of, it's crispy.
Okay.
And it's when white people come over,
yes,
like it's the one thing that they're like, oh, I need to have this.
You know,
all the time.
I've never had Persian food.
Really?
My landlord in LA, I could cry. 8 years, no, loved this man. He's Persian.
Is he dead?
He's not. I just miss him, and I miss our house, and I miss her.
You're gonna get emotional just from missing
cry.
Your landlord.
I'm like, they offered to make us food, and I always felt like I don't want to. You guys don't have to make us food.
Oh my God, we're a very insistent, polite culture.
I know.
He probably meant it.
By the way, I did this show at UCB. I was a guest, and it was in celebration of Persian New Year.
Yeah,
and
Nowruz. Then,
yes, exactly. And they have three people who are not Persian up. And at one on stage, and I don't remember if this is a portion of the show. I think
that's the show that we were at backstage. I think
no, we were at Hollywood for Ugly People.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Because I thought
about it on my way here. I was like, which show?
I was
deemed honorary Persian. I won. That
oh, really?
Show. Yes. Because my best friend is Middle Eastern, and I feel like the culture is. I mean, it's pretty. She's Afghan and Pakistani. Like,
right.
I feel like it's. Pretty
it's
similar.
Pretty similar. Yeah.
So I won the game. I won the game.
You won the game.
I won the game, and so I know about the insistence. But I just felt bad, and it's funny because when my best friend and I cooked her dinner once in college, and then she was like, "Okay, I'm gonna wash dishes," and then I was like, "No, you're not," and she's like, "I must," and I was like, "No, you cannot," and then she's like, "I have to," and I was like, "In my culture, you don't. You're the guest is not going to do anything at the house," and she's like, "And in my culture, as the guest, I'm." Back and forth, and I was like, "Okay, fine. You may wash one dish."
Oh my God, that's so true. I think especially Persians, we will. It's called taruf. This concept of like, I will offer it to you, and no matter what it is, like if you take a cab in Iran,
yes,
like the cab driver will be like, "You don't have to pay me."
Really?
And then you have to insist that you're going to pay him.
Oh,
and like,
no,
I don't want it. My girlfriend hates this concept because she's like, I never know what you fucking want.
I know. I would be stressed. My one of the things on the Nowruz show, they asked us, okay, if you go to someone's house and they say they like your sweater. What is the proper response?
You can have it.
Yeah. I got it right. But they gave us options too. But like, so I was like, it's going to be this. You can have the sweater.
Yeah.
I told I have a friend who's Indian and he's from India. His mom was in town here and I told her I liked her scarf. And she was like, at the end of our lunch, was like, take it. And I was like, no. She was like, take it. Please take it. And I was like, no. And then she's like, take it, and I took it. I have this scarf. It's a beautiful scarf.
Listen, if you're having trouble adopting a child, just go up to a Middle Eastern Indian person and be like, I love your child. Yes. You will have a child so quickly.
Yes.
Take my child.
Just take my child. Have him. But, okay, so I grew up with jollof rice, right? That's like the thing that my mom would make a pot of it. We'd eat it through the week, and then she'd make another pot of it.
Yeah.
And then there's like rice and stew, which is just the stew is a tomato base with the meat. But the jollof rice, you can put, if you want to make what I call a light skin jollof rice, that's not really what it's called, but it's like she might put like a little bit of curry powder, Jamaican curry powder, yellow curry powder, vegetable medley, and then like you can do shrimp. My mom never did the shrimp, but that was my favorite one, and she never did. It would only be at like Nigerian gatherings where I'd get that one.
What did mom have against
the
shrimp?
She didn't give a shit about me. That's what she's like, that's what you like? Very good. You won't be having. I don't think she dislikes shrimp. It's just like not the one she makes.
Yeah.
And that's the one I make myself now when I make jollof rice. I'll do the vegetable and shrimp
I think jollof rice is a very fun name.
Yeah, jollof. You know, there's a beef between Ghanaians and Nigerians about who has, like, a friendly, like, internet beef about who has the better jollof rice.
No way.
Ghanaians have jollof rice.
Is it like barbecue in the South? Like,
yeah, I think so.
North Carolina or South Carolina?
It is exactly like that. But I'm like, as a Nigerian, well, maybe I'm biased.
Well, I imagine. Unless you hate your family.
I do think Nigerians have the better jollof rice. But
take that, all my Ghanaian listeners.
Yeah, but I do. Unfortunately, I do think Nigerians have the better jollof rice. But another thing, they have like soup and fufu.
Okay.
And fufu is like a doughy substance that you ball up and you dip it in the soup and you swallow
it
whole.
That sounds familiar to me. I read the book Americana. I know what's up.
Excuse.
Just in preparing for this podcast.
We'll be back in a moment.
So, yes, the fufu I grew up eating, but I never liked it. I don't, the consistency. So I took my friend.
What didn't you like, the dough, the bread part?
Dough. I can't fathom swallowing the dough. Like, I love the soup. The soup is great.
What is the dough like? Is it, I'm going to be totally, like, generalizing like, putting all of Africa in one.
Yeah, please,
one big
please,
bucket.
Just call Africa a country.
Yeah, in the country, in the state of Ethiopia.
Yes, exactly.
Is it anything like that Ethiopian bread? Like
that's
that?
Great, you should ask. No, it is in the sense that you'll eat the soup that way. You're not going to use a spoon for your soup. But,
right.
But
is that like kind of spongy, almost ammonia-ish flavor?
But it's not. It's okay. Not. And I'm not a huge fan.
I hate that.
I'm not. Are we allowed to have hot takes like that on this podcast?
Are you kidding
don't
me?
Love,
absolutely.
I don't love that bread with which...
I hate it.
Ethiopians. We're putting... I'm sorry. I really... And I've tried. Well, I had like... A white friend take me in college to Ethiopian food. He was from the Bay Area. And he
why
was
do
like,
white people love to take?
Yeah.
They love to take their ethnic friends.
Yeah,
to Ethiopian
I was like, excuse, and I was like, oh, I think that I don't. Well, I was like, I don't like this. But furthermore, I was like, I think you're excited because this is flavored.
Right. Yes.
I like legitimately. I'm like, you're excited because this is flavored.
It's
like
so
period.
True.
I was like, this is. Like,
I feel like Ethiopian food is the gateway ethnic food for like white people in college.
Yes, and it was in college. It was in college. We ventured to Fairfax, and I think it's like the Ethiopian spot we went to. I think there's one that's like spot you hit.
There's
in
LA. The joint. Yeah,
but I was like, yep, don't like it. It's not like the dough is not like that though. It's similar. To be clear, in functionality, in a sense, but this is horrible. It's like. And it's served like how like you'd ball up Play-Doh.
Okay.
Put it on Play-Doh on a plate.
Got
and
it.
And then you're going to break off pieces.
Oh, interesting.
I am so bad at, I can't figure out. It would be like cooked, it'd be like pizza dough or like how pizza dough starts in
Got
that
it.
Ball. But except for like it's actually cooked and I'm not going to do this justice.
Is it just like super dense? Like
it's made of, is it like, well, it might be wheat flour. That's incorrect. Some people eat it with wheat flour. The potato bit. My mom was like.
Is there like a cassava thing going
on? Yes, yes, yes. It is. It is. It's 100% that. It's cassava.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Cool.
I don't. I'm big on consistency.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something else I don't like because oysters. Like oysters because consistency. And I try actively as a foodie to like oysters.
Oysters
I like,
and cassava.
And I try to like olives. Can't get behind olives. Cannot get behind.
Really?
And I try. I actively.
Wow.
I
get it. I have foods like that too. There, I'm like, I'm a foodie. I need to like pickled herring.
Yeah.
I fucking
you don't
hate
look,
it.
It's nasty.
I hate it.
So
and then you grew up in Baltimore, which I went to school in Baltimore.
Oh, you did? Where'd you go?
I went to Johns Hopkins.
Okay, my sister went there.
Yeah. Cool. Did you get into a lot of the Maryland food, like the crab cakes or like...
Oh, honey.
Lake trout?
Okay, no lake trout.
No lake trout.
True Maryland girl.
Which isn't
girl.
Really trout.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. But true Maryland girl here, crabs, huge for me. Huge.
Really?
Huge.
I am on the other side of the spectrum.
In what sense?
I think crabs are too much effort to get out of
Okay, but here's... Oh, okay, sorry. No, go.
Okay, if I have to fucking break down a crab, like a blue crab or whatever, and get it... The amount of joy I get from the meat is not worth the effort I have to go through to get
it. Okay, so the solution to that, my brothers feel similarly. the solution to that, I got excited because for years I strictly ate crab cakes.
Love
because
crab
I was like,
cakes.
Great, we love a crab cake.
In love
and in
crab
Maryland,
cakes.
No filler. I won't eat a crab. I actually won't eat crab outside of the state of Maryland. Like, that's a rule.
Whoa.
I tried it in Atlanta this summer when I was there, and I was like, oh, hashtag disgusting.
Yeah.
This is bad. This is bad and embarrassing. I know better. And then I was mad at myself. It was like I betrayed my like religion or something.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe I know better than this. And I was like, what have I done? Yeah. I just refused to have a crab outside of the state of Maryland. I was feeling froggy in Atlanta. I don't
yeah.
know. Which is insane because where's the water there? And they love seafood in Atlanta. And I'm like, where's your body
yeah.
of water?
Yeah.
It's not delicious.
I've had some issues with Atlanta food lately. We don't need to get into
we
it.
Don't,
like,
we
I
don't
think...
have to, but I was there this summer and I was like, oh, this food is not good. I don't think any of this is good there.
I think they think they're New York, but they're not.
No.
And like
they are truly not.
They're trying to be fancy and like, it's like stay in your lane, Atlanta.
Stay in your lane. Let's get the good music out of you. Strip clubs and good music, yeah. okay? Let's stick to that. But yes, big on crabs. My mom used to do like the... You know, you drive around Baltimore and you grab somebody on the street is selling bushels and you get a
yeah.
bushel and you take it home and you steam them yourself.
How
that was
cool.
like so great. I feel I hadn't done the work for years. And then after living in California for 12 years, I think like year 10, one year I went home for Christmas and I was like, this isn't crab season. And I was like, I'm getting crabs. I'm not even going to get a crab cake, which
yeah.
I usually will do. I'm like, I'm going to get crabs.
Yeah.
I'm going to get crabs. I'm going to do the work. I'm going to crack them open. And I did. And it's so satisfying. When there's a lot of meat in there. Here's the thing.
I just feel like I'm hungry for like an hour because I'm having
listen,
like one
Dan,
teaspoon of
I,
crab every 10 minutes.
It's an art to it. I stayed standing in my mother's kitchen and had this like crab place by my mother's place. I get a dozen in the wintertime and they give me like two dozen because it's the winter and they're nice.
Oh.
And so I didn't know that the first couple times I went, and I was like, I'm going to stand and eat these crabs in the kitchen.
Right.
I'm standing here just cracking them open.
Right.
And then after the 10th, I'm like, there's still so many crabs. And I was like, this isn't 12. But I love it. I understand your frustration in that I had crawfish for the – it can't be my first. I believe I've had it another time, but I went to a crawfish broil.
Yeah.
It was a long line, and
yeah.
it was just crawfish and potatoes. And when I tell you – furious after I said and I made them give me two plates and they're like we're not allowed and I was like please come on so I get two plates and I'm grateful I did but it made no difference in that there's no meat in crawfish and it's not delicious.
Oh, I don't know. I might disagree with you there.
I hate that. What?
I
You're
like
willing
crawfish.
To do the work for crawfish?
Yeah.
There was nothing inside of them.
It's easier math to break down a crawfish than like, it's more like a shrimp.
How do you break down your crab, Dan? I'm now curious if you're
Whoa.
Doing it right.
Well, I don't like your tone, first of all.
I'm just like, how are you breaking it down that...
You know, you get two toothpicks and you go
okay.
at it.
Okay, all right. Well, herein lies the problem. I was furious at the end of that crawfish broil. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't showing it, but
wow.
I was like, oh, I'm starving.
You went home. You called Miss Lily's.
I had just come back from Costa Rica, actually. And so I was like, I want soul food, something that's not at all Caribbean because
yeah.
I was on the Caribbean side of Costa Rica. And my friend was like, no, let's just go to this place. It's right here next to this party I want to go to. And like the one thing they had on their menu was shrimp tacos. And I was like, no, I just came from Caribbean waters and
yeah.
I had seafood. I'm not having shrimp tacos in the middle of Brooklyn. And it was hashtag disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay in your lane, Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn, stay in your
fucking lane.
We don't need you doing seafood, Brooklyn.
Yeah, no.
Granted, there is a great lobster place, there's a truck that is Brooklyn based, but it's outside of Rockefeller Center.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If you're getting Maine lobster
yeah.
and it's alive,
yeah.
you can get it in the fucking supermarket and it's going to taste the same as it will in the best like steakhouse ever.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's just the way
yeah.
it is.
It's pretty delicious. I just love food, guys. I guess all of this is to say that I love food.
Oh, we love that you love food. I love, you know, it's very refreshing to have another comic who's passionate about food.
Oh, yeah. I care so
too much.
It is too much. And I'm like, I want
yeah.
every meal to be delicious.
Yeah. I feel
every single
when
meal.
I have a bad meal, it's like I just wasted one, whatever the fraction is of my life.
Yes, it feels like that.
Yeah.
Because when I tell you some food will get your endorphins popping, because I was recently talking to someone and they're like, you care so much about food. And I'm like, have you ever had a good meal? And they're like, I don't know, all meals are good. I was like, okay, you're a fool. Yeah. All meals are not good.
No.
Keenan, when I got this job, one of the first observations he made about me, and I didn't know he was paying as much attention, but he goes, this girl likes her food. He's telling Leslie that. Like one day when they're like, what are you having for dinner today? And I was like, you know, I was thinking about, I like do not.
Everyone's getting Chipotle and yeah, you're like,
Chris Red loves his Chipotle.
And they you're like, I want a filet mignon from Smith and Walensky's.
Yeah, I'm like serious. I like get for real meals for like.
Well, this is what the next thing I was going to ask you is like, tell me about the food. So I know SNL is very busy. You're always there. That's what we always hear. What we don't hear about is what is the food culture like on set? What is the, I imagine it's a crazy order in culture because you're there all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of ordering.
Take me through.
On Mondays, pull down the veil. Your life is basically yours. And this, you know, you're going to eat on your own time. And but we always have our trusty interns who we can ask politely to grab us food from somewhere. I don't know what the radius is, but somewhere close-ish.
Yeah.
So that's always a nice option. Sometimes when I'm running late to work, I'll be like, that's okay. And I'm like, I haven't eaten. I'm like, oh, well, I'll be able to ask for some food, something from the concourse. Never anything from the concourse for me, but doesn't meet my standards. But we can get something nearby. Tuesdays is writing night. Writing night, they will serve us dinner.
Okay.
So we all get served dinner. It's, it varies from like...
Is it ordered in or they make it?
It's ordered in. So Dig In is some place we get from. Otto's Tacos. We've had Dinosaur Barbecue. Places of that nature.
And everyone's getting the same thing. Everyone's like, we're ordering from Dinosaur. What do you want?
Yeah, it's like buffet. No, there's no like, what do you want? It's like, this is buffet style. We've ordered some stuff and here it is. And you go down the line like buffet style and grab whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then sit down and have it. And then... Wednesdays, we have snacks at the table read. The table is full of snacks.
Okay.
All kinds of snacks.
Like healthy snacks or?
Some are healthy, some are not.
Oh.
Some are like, I'm big on the like gummy bears. I just love gummy bears.
Wow.
And I'm pretty particular about the things I put in my body in that if it's like, if something says it's artificially flavored now, this is a new thing for me. Not like new in the last 10 years. I'm like, ooh, what does that mean? But that is not to say I'm a healthy eater. Like, there's very few things I do for my health, and, like, that feels like an easy one for me where I'm like, okay, I'll avoid artificial flavors.
Yeah.
But I love gummy bears. Like, what are those even?
Is Lorne Michaels eating anything? Or he's just,
But I don't know. He's on the other side of the table, so I'm not. But we've all got water. And then Thursdays is like you're blocking, and, you know, they have crafty for crew, and they might do meal for them. I don't really know. But there's a day when we might order in for ourselves whatever you want.
Okay.
Friday, similarly. Friday, we do pre-tapes. And on pre-tapes, if you're on one, they'll be like, what do you want? Obviously, so like, you know, again, based on location.
Yeah.
Depending on where that shoot is. It's on location somewhere. And then Saturdays, we're there all day. And we have meal break at like between like 4, 5, and 6. And that is like a kitchen on the 9th floor. Is like, we've got the... We're at Asian station, then we've got the American, we've got burgers and this station, and then the first station is always something intricate and I don't know. So,
and is the guest eating with you guys or is the guest doing their own thing?
Guest is doing their own thing,
okay,
generally.
Got it.
Guest is usually doing their own thing. But my days start late now.
Robert De Niro isn't like waiting in line at the
at the meal break. Stand. But some people don't even eat at me. Like some people in the cast and such and writers don't eat the food provided at meal break. They like want something else.
Yeah.
It's you get in, but I care a lot about. I got a meal from Saks on Saturday.
Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, there's a restaurant in there called L'Avenue. And let me tell you, the Morel Rigatoni is delicious. Considered getting the spicy lobster pasta, but I was like, there's a reason I didn't do that.
Oh,
maybe
my God.
I didn't want spicy. I wasn't in the mood for spicy.
I love it. You've changed, Nico.
I haven't at all is the whole thing about it. I'm like fully me still. And I'm like, I love good food. I just love good food. And I'm like, food, you should have delicious food.
I feel like if I got like super duper famous and people saw the way that I eat, which is the same way that I do now, they'd be like, this guy is a fucking weird. he's letting fame get to his head.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm like. When
I'm
tell
like, no, when I was an open micer, I was doing the same exact thing.
Yes, I am. This is me. Yeah. I have a specific In-N-Out order, guys. I did not like In-N-Out the first time I had it as a girl who reps for the East Coast hard and wanted for everything to that came from the East Coast to be better than that which came from the West. I was prepared to not like In-N-Out, but I was like, I hear it's great. Go the first time, I was like, this is not good. I did not like it, but here's what changed the game. Grilled onions.
Yeah.
Get the grilled onions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I get no lettuce on mine because I feel like it's distracting.
Interesting.
It's just a distraction. I don't, there's no nutritional value. It's just like, what is this?
I like the little crunch. I like a little
textural. I hear people say that. I've heard that from
yin
people.
Yin and yang.
Couldn't care less.
You just want soft.
I want.
Like the senior center.
Yeah.
Like your teeth to go through it. Your gums go through it.
Flavor. I want flavor. If you're not adding flavor, go the fuck home. So I.
We're putting you on blast, you watery motherfucking iceberg.
Iceberg lettuce is shit, trash. And then romaine, you guys are out here fucking with romaine. Romaine is trying to kill you.
Yeah, E. coli.
Yeah, romaine been trying to kill you. And then every once in a while, it's like romaine's safe again. And then a couple months later, it's like, nah, romaine's got E. coli. Yeah. It's giving it to you.
It's a sleeper cell of fucking lettuces.
Exactly. You guys keep your little nutritionless greens to yourselves. I'm good. But
yeah.
I
shout out to Frisee.
Yeah. Shout out to kale.
Shout out to radicchio.
Oh, we like some radicchio. I'm basic. I like kale so much but kale is good. And I like baby spinach. I love me some baby spinach.
I like baby spinach, but when you try to cook it,
one
bag will give you half a teaspoon.
I know. That is devastating. I will say the one time I attempted to make it years ago and I didn't know this about it. I didn't know that it had this property.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's all the spinach? Where did it go? But like I had ruined it. It actually all basically disintegrated. I don't remember what I did, but it was like just not there anymore. And I was like, oh, so now we have green juice. But there's olive oil in it. But anyway, the guy at the drive-thru, when I stopped getting my cheese, I was like, I don't want cheese. And he said to me, game changer. I didn't even know this was an option all my years at In-N-Out. He says, do you want, like, you don't want cheese? Okay, do you want chopped chilies on it or something? And I was like, I've been coming here for 10 motherfucking years. yeah, that sounds great. Yes, got it. Oh my gosh, that's a good burger.
Yeah.
That is a good burger.
I love In-N-Out. I am a little over their little secrecy thing of like, we don't put anything on the menu that we have, but if you ask for the shaved white truffles, we'll give them to you.
Yeah, I get it. I don't see the thing is like I've never even inquired about the secret menu. I've heard about it. I'm sure I could Google and people are like they have this and that and I'm like that's fine. I am so picky that I probably don't want whatever weird fast food shit they have on their menu.
Right.
But those chopped chilies
are delicious.
You should, Dan, I know you're upset with them, but just try it. Try those chopped chilies. I don't know that it's good with the cheese. I don't know what that's like.
I'm sure it's delicious.
But my God, game changer.
We'll get back to Eggo in a moment, but first, smoked salmon is awesome, but salmon candy is on another level and super easy to make at home. Cut salmon into strips, douse it in a mixture of 3-to-1 sugar and salt, and refrigerate for 12 hours. The next day, dust them off, heat the oven to 170, glaze every hour with maple syrup and a little soy sauce. After about 6 hours, it'll develop an amazing crust. Take it out and let it cool. This candy is so freaking delicious. If I was walking by a sketchy dude outside a van who was like, come inside, Dan, I've got some salmon candy, I would text a friend a picture of the license plate of the van and get in. That was weird. It was unnecessary. It just tastes very good, believe me.
Back to Eggo Wotum.
We have these rapid-fire questions I want
to get to. Okay, rapid-fire.
And within these, we're going to talk even more about stuff.
Okay, great.
It's going to stimulate conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
By the end of this, every restaurant and food place is going to hate us.
I don't care. Let's go. I'm opinionated.
What is your earliest food memory?
My earliest food memory, I would say having jollof rice at my aunt's house.
Jollof rice.
It was such a part of my upbringing.
Just and when I thought I was done with that word.
No, you're not. Jollof. J-O-L-L-O-F.
I love it.
L-O-F.
It's so great. Yes. What is your death row meal?
Death row meal. Okay. I think it's going to have to be an authentic Maryland crab cake. No fillers.
No filler. Hashtag.
Hashtag no fillers.
No filter, no filler.
Okay. And then I'd probably do rice, some sort of rice. I love rice.
A jollof rice?
Maybe jollof rice, but I do love rice.
Yeah.
I really do
Rice is great. Rice gets a bad rap in this country.
I don't know why. Rice is delicious.
I think we're just in an anti-carb culture a little bit, and rice.
I'm on an all-carb diet, like right out of what Mean Girls is.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
What is the best high-end meal that you've ever had?
Best high-end meal. So this is tough because all I do is have high-end
meals. Hell yeah. Saks Fifth Avenue, what up?
What's good? Can I get a certificate? Because I can't keep that lifestyle up for much longer. Matsuhisa, fantastic. Granted, I looked up their Yelp stuff the other day. Like when I was in LA, I was like, I should go to Matsuhisa. I couldn't afford it at the time that I went, but now I can. And
for all the listeners at home, Matsuhisa was basically the first restaurant that Chef Nobu opened in LA, right?
Matsuhisa's, yes,
and it was a little tiny joint. It's still a little tiny joint.
Yes.
And it's super duper expensive.
Yes.
But it's kind of a very important restaurant because a lot of the things that you eat now at other high-end sushi restaurants were invented there.
Yeah.
The yellowtail jalapeno.
Yes. Oh, that yellowtail jalapeno is, I haven't the words.
Yeah, it's a perfect dish.
That is phenomenal.
It's a perfect
dish. I looked up their Yelp and I was like, they have roaches in there and I'm scared of roaches. So I was like, can't go back.
Oh, yeah.
But that was...
they're not serving that. That's not like a yakitori.
Yeah, exactly. they're not. That they're not serving that. Those guys are just like living rent free. But that is an incredibly memorable meal. And to be honest, I had that when I was in college and it stuck with me because that yellowtail is like... I feel like you haven't had it until you have theirs.
Yeah, it's iconic.
I genuinely feel that.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you think of a different one,
I'll come back.
Hey, let us know.
I think that's the one that's...
Just tweet at us.
I will. Oh, I'll tweet you. I will.
What is the best low-end meal that you have ever had?
Best low-end meal. I gotta say that In-N-Out...
Yeah.
Every time I have it with my chopped chilies, no cheese, double grilled onions, skip the lettuce.
Fuck the lettuce.
I know we've talked extensively about it, but that is faithful. That one is really faithful.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. What is your favorite drunk food?
When I'm drunk, I needn't eat lest I vomit.
Really?
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I'm the other way around. Yeah. If I don't eat... Wait, is that what needn't means?
Yeah, I shouldn't. Yeah, needn't. Yeah,
oh, you shouldn't eat.
I shouldn't eat.
Because you will vomit.
I will vomit.
I'm the other way around. If I don't have a good base, if I don't have a food going on, then I'll probably vomit.
Yeah, probably what's happening.
We probably drink too much alcohol.
I know what's happening. I'm like, I can't. I need to eat in preparation for drinking. But if I eat while I'm drunk, I'm like, that's not. I'm gonna wake up with a problem.
Interesting.
So I try not to eat anything wild when I'm drunk. If I do, it'll be like I'll have bread. I mean, like, I don't go ham. Nothing crazy with flavors when I'm drunk. And if I'm eating, it has to have flavor. So,
all right. What is your favorite hangover food?
It's boring, but I'm like, give me bread and not too much flavor. I feel like if I'm feeling at all kind of hungover, I need to keep it real simple.
Wow.
Like, real simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
I feel like I love going for like ramen and then I feel like awful after. What is your desert island food? You're trapped on a desert island. One food for the rest of your life. You're never going to get tired of it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to say crabs. And that's boring, but I really love crabs.
And it's convenient for a desert island. There's probably actually crabs around
there. Yeah, I do. I love crabs. And, like, it's light enough where you're only going to feel heavy once you've gone overboard. It's only going to, that's the kind of meal that's only going to weigh you down once you've truly gone. And I like to eat to the point of paralysis.
Yeah.
That's when people like are like, are you full? Like there's a normal person, a fool. And I just realized this like 3 years ago. I was like, oh, you don't have to eat like this. My definition of full is literally like I'm paralyzed. Yeah, I can't move.
I can't speak anymore.
I don't want to talk. Everything must cease. And then I realized, oh, that's not how other people eat because it's not normal or healthy or right. So, but like crab is the kind of thing where I'm like, yeah, I could eat that, get that Old Bay.
Yeah, I was just going to say, are you an Old Bay fan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My goodness, yes. But like...
Crab is one of those foods, though, that you're burning calories as you're eating them
yes,
to open them.
Yes.
It's a whole cardio workout.
It is. is.
So you actually end up even. You won't be full.
Right, and the flavor, yeah. And it's light. It's just, yes, crabs. That would be.
What do you think about snow crabs? Are you like a snow crab fan as
have
well?
Have I had a snow crab?
Those are like the big Alaskan ones, you know, that are like.
Oh, I have had
the
that.
The deadliest catch ones.
Oh, shrug of the shoulder. I kind of feel neither here nor there. Not, yeah. They're not a Maryland crab.
I think you're right. And they're also like 10 times the price of a Maryland
crab. Yeah, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
I've had those. I actually had those in Atlanta as well. I was like, this is bad. That's not the first time I had them. And I was like, yeah, not. This
not
is bad.
Fan.
It's bad, yeah. Bad food, Atlanta.
Take that, Alaska. And Atlanta.
And Atlanta. Let's just keep throwing places under the bus. I got more.
What food can't you stand eating? Oh, we touched upon a couple of them.
Don't like ramen. Not like, will not eat a boiled chicken, honey, no.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, wait. There's a dish that Singapore is known for.
Look at my face. I can just feel what my face looks like. I can feel my face is just the face
Singapore
I'm making at you.
Boiled chicken. They like braise it in like soy sauce. Oh,
have not had.
So good.
Have not had to comment. So you know what? I can't say I don't like all boiled chicken.
No boiled chicken.
I will say that boiled chicken, the way it looks in ramen, is not for me.
Okay.
And then I proceeded to eat it still, and I go, yes, not for me. My stomach hurt for 2 days.
It's kind of flaccid looking. Yeah.
Not for me.
Okay. Like
cannot stand. Yes. Yes. Exactly. Not what like it feels like a last resort kind of thing. Do not like olives. Don't love oysters. Have come to terms with oysters though, which is kind of cool. That feels like growth for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a similar. Well. What I'm sensing.
Yes.
I'm sensing an aversion to slime.
Yeah.
Because you don't like the sliminess maybe of the olive has some slime. The boiled chicken has sort of a slimy Jabba the Hutt look a little bit.
Yeah. I don't love a slime. And I can't think of a slime I enjoy. But
you're not going to love. Well, Tokyo is like all slime all the time. Japanese food has a lot of slime.
Oh, wow.
Going on.
Gosh, this is good to know because I've been thinking about going to Tokyo.
No, it's the best food city in the world.
Yeah.
You'll find non-slime.
Okay.
But Japanese people love. I feel like Japanese people love slime the way Americans love crunch.
Okay. Yeah. Like, Americans do love crunch. That is their shit. And I feel indifferent to crunch. Like, I don't really. Oh, this is wrong.
Oh, my God. You're putting crunch on blast?
I'm putting crunch on blast too, dude. And we're not talking the gym.
I'll put the gym crunch on blast. This place is disgusting.
I don't like gyms. So I don't love potato chips.
Wow.
But guess what? As of a few months ago,
My face mortified. No, don't pull back.
I'm not pulling back. As of a few months ago, this is a weird, like, what? I don't even know what this is. Cape Cod chips. Just fuck with them so hard.
You
we'll
like
buy
them.
Yes, but I don't because
that's an
my
aggressive chip though. They're very, very chippy.
But
very crispy.
Exactly. I don't know what this means. All I know is that my friends are always like when they're like, let's have a lunch. So I have a friend in LA who like also loves food as much as I do, and we'll do these like. We're gonna have lunch, but we're gonna make it at your house, or we're gonna go to the park and have lunch, or we're gonna go sit on a whatever. And we make, and my friends will be like, what do we need to pick up? And they're like, oh, or I went on vacation with them twice. Chips. These motherfuckers love chips. And I'm like, I don't like chips. So I'll be like, if we are getting chips, we're getting these. Like, chips were forced on me.
Yeah.
And then I found a chip I like, but they don't respect my chip choice. My chip choice, they're not like, yeah, we love these Cape Cod. I get like shat on now for getting like plain chips.
Wow.
And they're, so like, they were so adamant we get chips. I'm like, fine. I guess it's normal to get a chip. And then I would grab the Cape Cod ones and be like, yeah, these. But and now I'm like, I like these. They don't respect my chip choice.
I think that's weird. I think Cape Cod is a very respectable chip.
They want like basura. They want trash. They want like Cheetos.
Lay's.
They want like, but it's like they like want like flaming hot Cheetos, which isn't a chip. But or they want like.
You know,
I
don't like those. I don't like Doritos or Cheetos.
They
I can't
like
get
they
down
they
on
like
it.
Love Doritos, and I'm like,
no,
I can't get behind you on this.
No.
This is that artificial. What is this situation for
I'm
me?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that. Wow, we brought it back from the ramen.
Yes, we did. But I will say this: another thing, I don't like cereal. I don't hate it.
Huh.
But when I'm eating it, I do, and I've spoken about this publicly. When I'm eating cereal, I feel like, wow, has my life really come to this?
Wow.
Yes, I go.
What do you mean? That's like because
it's
like
not
the,
flavorful.
So it's like the end of Act Two in a movie where the hero is like at her lowest point,
like so close to hitting rock bottom. But I have cereal as like a you should have cereal in your home, but I like old people cereals,
like muesli.
know.
Like Fiber One?
Yeah, well, like kind of, but not like crackling oat bran is my shit. If I have to have a cereal. Frosted mini wheats, also my shit.
Yeah. Okay. Ready for the last question?
Yes.
This is my favorite question.
Okay.
And I have a feeling you're going to love this question too.
Okay.
And we're going to really get into
it. Okay.
What is your restaurant pet peeve?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, there's so many of them.
two of them.
Give me.
There's maybe more than two. I think I'm going to say
we'll
two of them.
We'll start with two.
Not seasoning your food.
Yeah.
What the actual fuck? And Dan, that seemed like you kind of gave it a like, duh, of course, no brainer. But here's the thing, Dan. There's places where I'm like, this doesn't have any seasoning on it.
Yeah.
Nothing. These fries don't even have a little bit of salt. And I'm not a like, I don't want to have to season my food after. I don't love condiments either, by the way. Like,
yeah.
I like for condiments to feel optional. I like for my food to have its flavor of its own. And if I want to dip my fry in ketchup, I can.
Yes.
If I'm in the mood, but not like out of necessity, like
right.
We need some flavor. Feel very strongly about this. So when your food's not seasoned, what are we doing here? Close up shop.
Yeah.
Go straight to hell.
That's
like,
it.
It's upsetting to me.
Let's
it's infuriating to me.
Let a Boost Mobile take over the lease.
Truly. Like, I could protest outside of a restaurant and be like, close this place down. They don't season their food. I also don't like, and I only discovered this recently, but I go, ew, so many restaurants, their desserts are store-bought.
Expand.
I was at a restaurant. And someone was telling me which dessert I should try. And it was somebody who works there. And they're like, oh, don't do that one. No, she shouldn't get that one. That one's from the store. That one's from like Costco or something. And I was like, excuse me. I hate to hear this, but then it all made sense. Everything clicked for me. I go, I have been places where you have a meal there and the meal isn't phenomenal. And then you say, yeah, I'm going to grab a dessert. And you go, huh. This feels, and I can tell, I never was able to say it was store-bought, but I was on a set 2 years ago, and I said, they had us eating birthday cake for the scene, and I was like, I'm not really going to, I didn't have to because I was more in the background. I was like, I'm not eating this.
Yeah,
I
want
like,
my spit bucket.
I'm just saying, I was like, it's store-bought cake, and I really don't do that.
Yeah.
I was like, and I love baked goods. I feel really passionately about them as well.
Yes.
So I was like, we're not eating store-bought cake, and I can tell the difference, and it all clicked for me. So I think that's incredibly, like, just don't have a fucking dessert menu.
Oh, yeah.
Call it a coffee. That's annoying to me. That's frustrating.
That's a good one.
But I would say those are the two that stick out to me as the seasoning thing we could go on. If it doesn't have flavor, go the fuck home.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
What do you do? It's like someone in our industry is not caring about laughs.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why you're there.
Yeah, yes.
You're here for
yes,
the laughs.
Yes, yes, yes. Honestly, fuck off.
Find a different career.
Yeah. Do something else. Like, I don't know, open a coffee shop. Great. You don't need it to take, like, open a coffee shop in this space.
Go work at an espresso.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You just have to press a button.
It upsets me.
It does it for you.
I really, because I'm like, what is the point? It makes me want to, like, talk to the chef.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even, like, seasoned to my liking. I'm,
right.
like, flavor of any sort.
I get yeah. it. Well, you know, there's a reason why I like to end on that question, because
okay.
I like to get my guests fuming before they leave.
Well, I'm hot right now.
Ego, thank you so much. Again, it's so awesome to have another comic be so passionate about food, because I feel like comics are known for being like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't
this
care.
Is so
I'll
great.
Eat anything. No.
What can we plug for you? Give me all your plugs.
Oh, my goodness. I can be seen in an episode of Shrill.
Nice.
Catch me in some episodes of Brockmire. And at some point soon, I'm in the film Broken Heart Gallery with some really great people.
Awesome.
And that'll be coming out. Otherwise, catch me on SNL. Catch
yeah.
me on Twitter and Instagram.
What is your Twitter and Instagram?
Twitter is Eggy_boom. And that's EGGY_BOOM. Like a boom, a little explosion. And then on Instagram, it's Eggy Boom. No underscore. Yeah. That's it for now.
All right.
More to come.
We're going to go pick it in front of the Iceberg Lettuce store now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ego.
Thanks, Dan.
This episode of Green Eggs and Dan was produced by Andrew Steven. Executive produced by Jeff Umbro and The Podglomerate. You can find more of their podcasts at thepodglomerate.com. The theme music is Beautiful Food by Idan, and interstitial music is by Breakmaster Cylinder. Special thanks to Wonder Media Network. To see pictures of Ego Wodum's fridge, information about the restaurants mentioned in the episode, and more, follow me on Instagram and Twitter @StandUpDan. If you like this show, please tell a friend, share an episode, and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.